91X News.
It's 6 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the Q9 Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Evan McClelland. This September, more than 200 students in grades 7 and 8 may be moving to Trenton High School. Leah Den Hartog has more on this.
Mandy Severy-Whiteway is the board's director of education. Her recommendation for all grades 7 and 8 students in Trenton to be moved to the high school was passed by the board's program and human resources committee on Monday. If it is approved February 26th, at the next public board meeting, Trenton High School would turn into a grade 7 to 12 school. She says the feedback the board has received from parents isn't all negative. She says, however, there are lots of concerns about logistics of the change.
Parents are really interested in knowing that, first of all, where are their children going to be located within a high school setting, who the teachers are that will be teaching them, and by that I mean, will they be qualified to teach elementary school children, what is the supervision, where will they go outside, they would like to know how they'll be recognized at the end of their grade 8 year, will there be a graduation, and they'd like to know, you know, what programming are they going to have access to.
The board is open to hearing what parents and students have to say about the new change. Leah Den Hartog, QNET News, Belleville.
A proposal to combine two Belleville elementary schools took a step forward Monday. Sophie Dudley has the story.
Trustees of the Operating and Finance Committee at the Hastings Prince Edward School Board discussed the location of a new kindergarten to grade 8 school that will combine both Queen Elizabeth Public School and Belleville's oldest school, Queen Victoria. The new build will be at the Queen Elizabeth site. Director of Education for the board, Mandy Savory-Whiteway, said the board considered alternate locations for the new school.
And we had several sites that were available to us, but the Queen Elizabeth site here in Belleville is the largest of that site. We're looking at 472 spaces.
The future of both the buildings once the new build is complete has not yet been determined. The decision to bring together the two schools came after an accommodation review study conducted among 11 schools in Belleville last year.
The business case was actually approved by the ministry, and we have funding for $10.5 million to build a replacement school.
Still in the early planning stages, the new school won't be ready until late 2020. So for at least the next couple of years, students at both schools will remain where they are. Sophie Dudley, QNET News, Belleville.
Former Ontario PC leader Patrick Brown says he is suing CTV News over its reporting of what he alleges are false accusations of sexual misconduct. Brown says in a Facebook post that the two unnamed women who made their allegation to CTV are lying and that his lawyers are talking to the television network's legal team. Brown resigned as Tory leader hours after the CTV report in late January, in which the two women made allegations of sexual misconduct that date back to the politician's time as a federal MP. Brown has vehemently denied the allegations, saying there are discrepancies in the women's story and has accused CTV of dishonest reporting. CTV has said it stands by its stories and did not immediately respond to requests for comment on Brown's statement about a lawsuit. Meanwhile, the foreign candidates vying to lead Ontario's opposition will face off for the first time today, but the public broadcaster hosting the debate says it does not expect any questions on sexual harassment, the topic that triggered the race in the first place. The first debate of the leadership contest will be hosted by TVO, Ontario's public broadcaster, and moderated by a journalist who himself is the subject of an investigation into sexual harassment allegations. A spokeswoman for TVO says the broadcaster does not expect any questions about sexual harassment during today's leadership debate. Debate moderator and veteran journalist Steve Paikin was recently accused of sexual harassment by a Toronto woman. Allegations, he says, are complete fiction. The public broadcaster said Paikin will continue to host TVO's flagship program, The Agenda, while an independent third party investigates the allegations. TVO has also said Paikin would not handle stories related to the subject and instead other journalists would cover the topic of sexual misconduct. In other news, the father of Colton Bushy says he wants to see justice for his son after a Saskatchewan farmer was found not guilty of murder. Kelly Malone has the story.
Pete Bushy likes to remember his son's big smile and goofy laugh.
He was a pretty good kid, and he was my baby.
Pete Bougie lives on a reservation in Montana and says he'll never forget the phone call in August 2016 when he found out his son had been shot dead. And then again, when he learned the verdict in the trial for farmer Gerald Stanley.
God damn it, he got found not guilty by all white jury. I mean, what would you think, you know?
He says he hopes there will be change and his son didn't die in vain. Kelly Malone, The Canadian Press, Winnipeg.
Meanwhile, RCMP are investigating a report that a Mountie posted a message to a private Facebook group saying that Bushy deserved to die. A report on Aboriginal People's Television Network says the message states the shooting of the 22-year-old Indigenous man should never have been about race. Federal Public Safety Minister Ralph Goodall says the comment is appalling.
It is unacceptable, so it's under very, very serious investigation to determine exactly what has happened here. Who is responsible for it?
RCMP National Headquarters in Ottawa says the comment is antithetical to the force's standards. Meanwhile, as for the U.S., President Donald Trump is pledging to make school security a top priority after the Florida shooting. Sagar Magani has more on this.
The president says Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School was the scene of hatred and evil, and he spoke directly to America's children, saying they are not alone and never will be.
You have people who care about you, who love you, and who will do anything at all to protect you.
But the president offered no specifics on school safety, and while he said the nation needs to deal with mental health, he did not mention guns. Florida Democrat Bill Nelson says now is the time.
How many more folks have to die? When is enough going to be enough?
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Continuing with the Florida shooting, a 35-year-old geography teacher was killed after he helped students enter a locked classroom to avoid the gunman. Students credited Scott Beigel with saving their lives yesterday. Student Kelsey Friend told Good Morning America that when she heard gunshots and realized it wasn't a drill, she followed other students towards the classroom. Beigel unlocked the door and let us in, she said. I thought he was behind me, but he wasn't. When he opened the door, he had to relock it so we could stay safe, but he didn't get a chance to. Student Bruna Oliveda said she saw Beigel blocking the door. That's the news on QNET News on 91X to 407. Sports is next.
Hi, my name is Shauna.
And my name is Jennifer.
And we're your Convergys recruiters.
We're looking for talented people just like you to join our technical online chat team.
We offer a great benefit package, including vision, medical, and dental.
Pay starts at $14 per hour plus performance bonus.
So if you're tech savvy and enjoy problem solving, apply online at Convergys.com/careers.
Check us out on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Convergys, it's where your career begins.
QNET Sports. In the LJHL, Kingston is taking on Coburg. As for the NHL, the Sens are playing at home against Buffalo. Calgary is away in Nashville. The Canadiens face off with the Coyotes, and Vancouver is taking on San Jose. In the NHL, the B-Sens are up against the Marlies tomorrow. The game's puck drop is at 7 p.m. at the Yardman Arena. They've met in regular season six times already, and the B-Sens have only earned one win. The seventh day of the Winter Olympics is over. Mike McDonald has a report.
From the Canadian Press Sports Desk, here's your Winter Games update. Ted Jan Bloemen won Canada's first Olympic gold medal in the men's 10,000 meters in long track speed skating, setting an Olympic record time of 12 minutes, 39.11 seconds. The only Canadian to win a medal in the 10K before today was a bronze by Frank Stack back in 1932. Canada has earned its second Olympic luge medal on the same week it captured its very first medal in the sport. The team of single sliders Alex Goff and Sam Edney and doubles duo Tristan Walker and Justin Smith raced to silver in a time of 2 minutes 24.872 seconds in the team relay event. Rene Bork and Wojtech Wolski scored twice, and Derek Roy had three assists as the Canadian men's hockey team opened its Olympic campaign by beating Switzerland 5-1. Ottawa's Rachel Holman opened her first Olympic curling tournament with a pair of tough round-robin losses. Holman's team fell 8-6 to South Korea and 7-6 in an extra end to Sweden. From the Canadian Press, I'm Mike McDonald.
And that's the sports. Send us your team or league scores via email to qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And now the forecast for Belleville. Today, a mix of sun and cloud, high of 6. Tonight, cloudy with a 60% chance of rain, low plus 1. Tomorrow, a few flurries and a high of plus 3. At 4:10, it's 6 degrees. QNET News, on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Evan McClelland. News on 91X, next at 5.